Morning, everybody. Today is November the 19th. It's Friday, 2021, and I'm heading over to the office, and I thought I would tell you a Christmas story. Now, this is a true Christmas story. When my wife and I were newly married, I was in nursing school at the time, and I went to nursing school 5 days a week, 8 hours a day for, was it 15 months? It was 15 months. Anyway, yeah, 15 months. It was LPN school, and it was tough. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty hard. But anyway, my wife and I had a little girl, my oldest. And she was just barely toddling around at the time. I think she was learning to walk. And we lived in a garage apartment. It was a one-bedroom garage apartment, and the rent was only, I think, $240 a month. It wasn't much. It was one of my friends in class. It was her mom's place, and it was next door to her house. And my wife and I lived in the garage part of the house, and of course, times were lean. You know, I wasn't working, and my wife, I don't think she was working but part-time at the church, and it was tough. It was hard. We were struggling all the time, you know, but nursing school was important. I knew that I didn't want to go back into law enforcement, so I did what I had to do. And so, unfortunately, when Christmas came around, my wife and I, we were old enough to realize that, you know, this is a lean Christmas. It'll get better when I get out of nursing school. But this year's just going to be kind of lean. You know, we're not going to be able to really afford much. And so, as a result, we didn't have a Christmas tree. We didn't have presents. We didn't have anything. We didn't have the money for it, to be honest with you. And, of course, my oldest child, Emily, was young enough that she wouldn't really understand, you know, Christmas and if we didn't have a Christmas. So it was her first Christmas, and we wanted to make it special, but we couldn't. Well, anyway, I went to school with other students, and there was this young fella. I guess he must have been, let's see, I was 20, 28, maybe, 28, 29. See, anyway, I might have been 30. Anyway, there was this young guy, young kid in there. His name was Roger. And Roger was just, he was about 5'6" on a good day if he stood up tall. Handsome young man. Always reminded me of a younger Greg Kinnear, the actor, and super nice kid, had a Georgia accent that was just, you almost needed an interpreter when he was around, but just a heart the size of Texas, and Roger had been adopted by a well-to-do family, and he was raised with a bit of a silver spoon in his mouth, but he wasn't an arrogant kid. You know, he knew where he came from. He knew that he was adopted. You know, he was humble, you know, and he was gracious. And Roger lived up in North Carolina. Excuse me. I apologize, y'all. It's every morning. Roger lived up in North Carolina, but he moved down to Georgia to go to nursing school. Well, his aunt and his uncle lived in Jessup. Now, his Uncle Charlie Brown, believe it or not, kind of like the cartoon, his Uncle Charlie was a radiologist doctor, and he had married Roger's aunt, and so Roger was invited to stay in their cabana, which was out by the pool. They lived in a very opulent house, and, you know, had a very nice lifestyle. And anyway, Roger came over quite a bit to study. We would both study for nursing school, and you had to study a lot. You really did. It was just constant nursing, 24/7. And Roger and I became really, really good friends. I mean, we were very close in school, and even afterwards. And one day Roger comes over and he notices we don't have a Christmas tree, and he said something to me about it. And I said, well, you know, we're things are tight, but we're okay with it, because, you know, Missy and I are, we're okay. We're adults. We can handle this. We can deal with the fact that, you know, there may or may not be money for us to do these things. You know, next year will be a better Christmas, you know? And so, that's it. That's all I said to him. I didn't lament, or, you know, I wasn't trying to elicit some sort of response from him at all. Just sort of, you know, an answer. And, I don't know how long it was between that conversation and the next time I saw Roger, but it was less than a week. And one day Roger comes pulling up in this little truck that he had. He zoomed up in the front, and in the back of the truck was a Christmas tree. And I go down to meet him, and I walk down the stairs. I said, "What you doing, man?" And he said, "Well, I found this Christmas tree for you." And I said, "Roger, you didn't have to do that." And he goes, I know, but, you know, Christmas is important. You know, you gotta have a Christmas tree." And I thought that was really, really kind of this, you know, 20-something-year-old kid who had the presence of mind to realize. And Roger didn't have a whole lot of money. Now, his parents were well off, but I don't think that it equated to Roger having a lot of money. They made sure that Roger was taken care of, but I don't think that it was. Roger didn't have boatloads of money, drove an old truck. He was just a super nice kid, you know. And so he he comes up the stairs with that live Christmas tree now, bought a real one. And of course, I'm, you know, you feel that lump building in your throat, and you don't want to cry in front of your friend, but just the sheer kindness that he showed to me and my family was beyond words. And he runs upstairs like a little elf, and he puts a tree against the wall, and he runs back downstairs, and he gets about four bags from a Kmart. About the only thing we had in town at the time was a Kmart. And he comes back up with these bags full of ornaments and red ornaments and tree decorations. And he says, you know, he said, "You and the family have fun decorating." And he runs down the stairs. He says, I see you at school. Bye. And I just sit there. Roger takes off. He leaves. And I sit there, and I stand there, and I look at all this stuff that he just brought in. He got me a tree stand, a tree, the decorations, and my wife comes out, and she says, "Was that Roger?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that was Roger." And I said, "Look what he brought us." And she said, "Oh, my goodness." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "You believe that?" And she said, "Oh, my gosh, this had to cost him $100 more, you know?" And I said, "Oh, my God." I said, "This is just too much." And she said, "Yeah." And so we began to decorate the tree. Emily came out, and she toddled around. She was helping us, you know, and she'd pick up little red balls, and she'd hand them to us, and we'd put them on the tree. And Missy looked over another bag, and she said, "You know, there's another bag over here." And I said, "Really? Where? How'd I miss that?" And we looked over there at the bag and opened it up, and inside were three wrapped gifts. And one was to me, one was to Emily, and one was to Missy. And I just broke down and cried as I sat there, you know, looking in that bag and just weeping. I was moved beyond words. You know, here was a kid who, you know, I'd been going to school with him now that, well, we were starting nursing school. I guess if it were close to Christmas, we must have been, I think, the last part of our nursing. Anyway, I graduated in December, so it wouldn't have been too much longer. But I remember just putting those three little gifts under the tree. That's all we had, was those three gifts, you know. And I took a picture, me and my wife and myself sitting in a old raggedy chair that we had. We didn't have much, you know, but we had each other, and we had a love for one another that superseded our situation and our circumstances. And of course, Christmas came around, and I opened up the gifts. Missy and I did, and Emily opened up hers. And I called Roger, and I thanked him profusely. And of course, he, you know, it's no big deal. It wasn't that much money. It was, you know. And it's never, ever a Christmas doesn't go by that I don't tell the story to somebody, or put it on Facebook, or share it on a podcast. And that was back in 1995, y'all. 1995. That was 28 years ago this Christmas. It's a long time. And that was our Christmas. And it was one of the best Christmases we ever had, even though it wasn't much and we didn't have much. I'd had lean Christmases before as a child. And as a child, it's a little different. It's a little more difficult to deal with the lack of Christmas for a child, I think it is, than an adult. So I was so moved by that. And every year, I'll reach out to Roger now. Unfortunately, Roger married a young lady from Australia. And he lives in Australia now and has been there for, golly, probably 10 or more years. I haven't seen Roger in, golly, it's been a long time. He's still just the nicest, kindest person you'll ever meet. And he made such a difference in my life and continues to this day. And I'm sorry that Roger and I aren't close enough in proximity, but one day I hope to see Roger again and relive this story. I tell it every year. His wife loves to hear it because, you know, she loves her husband. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you, and I know it's kind of early for Christmas, and Thanksgiving's next week, so thank you all for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you got something out of this.